I asked Karim Amer to talk about what Cambridge Analytica effort to suppress the vote in Trinidad and Tobago did.
It was important for us to show in the film the expansiveness of Cambridge's work. This went beyond the borders of the United States and even beyond the borders of the EU and the UK. Because what we find is that Cambridge used in pursuing this global influence industry that they were very much a part of, they used different countries as petri dishes to learn and get the know-how about different tactics. And from improving those tactics, they could then sell them for a higher cost, higher margin in Western democracies where the election budgets are, we have to remember, I think it's important to predicate that the election business has become multi-billion-dollar global business, right? So we have to remember that while we are upset with companies like Cambridge, we allowed for the commoditization of our democratic process, right? So people are exploiting this now because it's become a business. And we, as purveyors of this, can't really be as upset as we want to be when we've justified that. So I want to preface it with that. Now, that being said, what's happened as a result is a company like Cambridge can practice tactics in a place like Trinidad that's very unregulated in terms of what they can and can't do, learn from that know-how, and then, use it, parlay it into activities in the United States. What they did in Trinidad, and why it was important for us to show it in the film, is they led something called the Do So campaign, where they admit to making it cool and popular among youth to get out and not vote. And they knew.
So you had the Indian population and the black population.
And there's a lot of historic tension between those two, and a lot of generational differences as well between those two. And the Do So campaign targeted, was done in a way to, by looking at the data and looking at the predictive analysis of which group would vote or not vote, get enough people to dissuade them from voting so that they could flip the election.
Targeted at
the youth. And so this is really
don't vote.
Yes, exactly.
Right. With their fists crossed. And that it became cool not to vote.
Exactly. And then you look at the level of calculation behind this, and it's quite frightening.